BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi, here is the Scott Mills Daily for Wednesday morning. We're in for Grimmy all week. More of what you have been saying in your sleep coming up.
Go on, open the window, Gary. Go on, open the window.
Real or No Real with one of our lovely listeners, and Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone from the amazing Spider-Man 2 movie came in live. We chatted about pretty much everything and played them some clips of Made in Chelsea and Towie. They loved it.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's Wednesday. The hump day is on, which means that technically on our normal show, it's Bumble Air Wednesday. We haven't even thought about this yet, have we?
Oh, yes. Are we doing this?
Can do.
I'd like to, if possible.
Okay. Not too early, though.
No, because it's a weird one, because normally when we're on between 1 and 4, it's a good time to do it, because you really are over halfway through the week.
Yeah. I mean, at this stage, let's face it, you're not. If you've not heard Bumble Air Wednesday, basically it's the tune of Bumble Air, and everyone just goes crazy and dances around. That's it. But it signifies the middle of the week.
It just became a thing. I think we played the song on a Wednesday. It felt good. It felt right. And then people started saying, right, let's do this every week.
And now people positively look forward to it on Twitter and Facebook. So it's a thing now.
I mean, wasn't it Liam from One Direction who celebrated it on holiday? Just completely. I mean, we didn't ask him to.
I mean, that bumped it up a lot. That helped. So how are you feeling this morning? All right. We've got Selfie coming up. Also AWOL Nation and John Newman. Big show today with Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield off of Spider-Man coming in around 8 o'clock, and they'll be with us for nearly an hour. How good is that? Christmas, we're spending far too much time together, FYI.
Why?
God, it was like, okay, the student radio thing on Monday in Newcastle, then yesterday, the whole show, and then, I mean, normally after that we'd be like, right, see you tomorrow, mate. Then a screening of Spider-Man.
There's nothing wrong with spending time together.
You look ridiculous. Do you remember when I turned around to you halfway through and went, you look really stupid in those 3D glasses?
Were you saying that as in you were wearing 3D glasses and I look stupid in 3D, or I look stupid wearing them?
Just look stupid wearing them. Good film, though. We'll talk about that later.
This is
Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Someone says 3D glasses. The thing is, they haven't really changed over the years. They're still the same. They're still really big. And you do look ridiculous wearing them. Mm. They look like you're doing off of the Bunsen burner in science, don't they?
Yes.
They're just a little bit too big to look cool at all.
When Jason's at the table, I kept on seeing him look at me while he's with another girl.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
I love it in that, but is it me or is that that girl's voice getting even more annoying every time you hear it?
Yeah.
That's so ratchet. I think we should play that to Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield later, because I don't think that song will have ever made it to America.
Do you reckon?
No, I don't think. Like, it's got a really LA voice on it, but I think it's one of those things that only. It's a UK thing. We'll become obsessed with it, or already are. But they will never have heard of it.
Also,
you.
When you're super famous, do you listen to songs like that? Do you know? Do they get to you?
I don't know.
Because I don't know. I reckon when you've got like a really posh mansion, like big house,
you butlers, don't listen to music.
I just think it's harder for music to get to you, isn't it? I don't know quite where I'm going with this, but it's almost like I imagine that Andrew Garfield, for example. All he gets to hear is really posh classical music.
Oh, right.
And something like Selfie wouldn't really get to him.
I don't think they have it in America anyway, unless I'm really wrong. I can't see any radio station in America playing that song. It's just not for them. It's too out there.
Right.
But yeah, maybe you're right. That's a good question. Write that down. If you're a massive famous film star and you live in a big mansion in Beverly Hills, is it only classical music that you get to hear?
Yeah, I'm sure that's not the case.
It's a start. Also, another thing they don't really have in America, I mean, they used to have it with like the Hills and that, but they've not seen our versions. What about, I'm just thinking aloud here, can we find some specific, good scenes from Towie and also Made in Chelsea. Maybe we get one to watch a scene from Towie where someone like has a drama,
yeah,
and one from Chelsea, and get the other one to watch that, and just like let's get their honest opinion and what they think about them.
Great idea. Say what you see.
Yeah. Because I think that's another uniquely British thing. Obviously, a lot of people here are obsessed with it. I'm not sure whether they will get it or not. So, like, maybe Andrew watches Towie and Emma watches a scene from Chelsea, and we just get their honest opinion. Because I'm not sure they'll get it.
I think that's a great idea. I like the idea of one of them having to watch a sort of a debate or a fight between Diags, a mystery blonde.
Yes.
Yes,
I like that a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, or like someone, Gemma chucking water over Arge or something.
How far do I show them the photo of Arge that I've seen? Or?
No, not that one.
No, not that
no,
one.
No, 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 no. That won't go well.
Okay.
Also, I was researching yesterday, I've seen a couple of interviews online and they get asked about their relationship a lot.
Mm.
And they are not keen on it. So what we're going to do is completely...
Not keen on the questions or not keen on the relationship?
No, no, they're keen on the relationship. They just don't want to be asked about it at all. So obviously Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield, he plays Spider-Man. She plays the love interest, Gwen. So they're together in the film again, but they're also together in real life. Now, everyone knows about this, but they don't like it in interviews at all. In fact, I saw an interview with my face-alike, Ellen DeGeneres, and it was going really well until she asked about, oh, do you share hotel rooms when you're on tour to save on the budget? The interview goes completely cold. Like, they hate it. So we're not going to mention it today, but it is going to be like the elephant in the room, all right? Even though they are, I mean, they
so
are.
So we'll all know.
Yeah, we all know.
But we just won't say a thing about it.
Yes.
We won't go anywhere near it, in fact.
No. So don't be like, oh, so you two are walking. Don't say that.
I can't say that to them,
no.
Can I?
Absolutely not.
Right.
Even though we all know it's there, and they are.
Right.
You can't say it. All right? So we'll ask about the film. We'll ask about other stuff. No relationship questions.
Because we all know what's going on. We'll just completely ignore it.
Yeah. We all know it's here, but we're just not
going to
say it.
My worry is now it's on my mind.
Well, don't say
I'm
going
to be looking at them thinking, right, they're...
Right. Let me know when you want your first Bumble Ale Wednesday, please. Some people are in need of it already this morning. Sarah in Warrington says it's my birthday today. I turned 24. I'm feeling old, and I've just got to leave for my hour-long commute to work. A Bumble Ale would be nice. Also, someone says I've just woken up. I feel a bit snotty. Loads of people have got a cold at the moment, and just a quick burst of Bumble Ale. This is from Gemma. Would really help me. I think we'll get it on just after 7. I think before then it'll be wasted, and I think it's too soon for it. But if you want a bit of Bumble Ale Wednesday, that's coming up just after 7. And one of our lovely listeners plays Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
People are saying, yeah, but America has loads of shows like Towie. They're called the Real Housewives of. Not the same. That's just people swanning around with loads of money in their mansions. This is Gemma Collins going, you ain't ever going to get this candy, Arch. Not quite the same.
I can't wait. I really want to hear this. I want to hear a Hollywood A-lister's take on Towie.
Maybe we find that scene. Do you remember where Gemma goes, you ain't ever going to get this candy? That would be good. Make Andrew Garfield watch that. Here's a curveball, Chris. Andrew Garfield is British. Born in LA, but grew up in Surrey.
So what's his real voice?
I don't know.
I didn't know this.
He appeared American in the film.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Bex.
Morning, Scott.
How's it going, all right?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. Are you in the middle of revising at the moment, like the rest of the world that listens?
Yes, unfortunately. I'm up early revising for my final uni exams.
I don't mean everybody, but a lot of people at the moment are texting in and tweeting in saying they're in revision hell.
I know, it's terrible, but my motivation is to go to Pig Beach. After I've graduated, I can go there.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Is that your plan?
That's my actual plan. It's like my phone background, and every time, you know, you're like, oh, revision, and then you look at it, you see the Bay of Pigs, and you're like, yes, that's what I'm going to do once I finish my exams.
Did you get that idea from this show?
Well, yes. I heard you talking about it, and then I saw it on an advert, and, then I looked it up, and...
It's good, isn't it?
It's like, it's amazing. Have you seen when they get a bit vicious, the pigs, when you feed them? It's a bit scary.
They are feral pigs, though. I think it should be pointed out.
Yeah, I know. I guess you can't have too high expectations of them. But, you know, you watch the video and the sort of little children, they're holding the food up for them and they just get knocked over.
Oh, my God, you love it, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
We so want to do a show from there. Radio 1's Pig Weekend. That's the dream, really.
Mm. That's absolutely amazing. Do it. Tell Glasgow it's off.
Danny Howard, live from Pig Beach. I can't tell Glasgow it's off now at this late stage. Been off Glasgow, Pig Beach it is. Shall we play Real or No Real?
Definitely.
I'd love to. Would you, Chris?
Yes, bang on it.
Okay, so here's your first one today. Is this real or do we make it up?
Sales of One Direction's perfume earned the band $3,500,000 each.
They get loads of money.
For a perfume?
It's wrong because they, you know, none of them will wear it. Do you know what I mean?
I had a little sniff of it and, I mean, it's made for a 13-year-old girl, to be honest, rather than a grown man like myself. Even though I had the music taste of them, I don't see me wearing that on the street.
No, that's what I'm saying. And if they're going to have their picture on the front of it, I think they should have to wear it.
You're just jealous because they've got $3.5 million for doing nothing!
But you get One Direction everything now.
They've got another one coming out, Bex. I love your knowledge on that. Have you smelt the perfume, That Moment, whatever it's called?
No, I've managed to move past it when I see it in department stores. Hasn't caught me that much.
Yeah, but their little faces, their little cardboard faces, when you see them on the stand, they draw you in a little bit, don't they?
Maybe.
But you've never actually worn it on your skin.
No, but I can see that they might have earned that much for them, because I know like my younger cousin is obsessed with them. Like, I can understand a lot of people might buy it.
Thing is, right, if you're a One Direction fan, you can buy anything now. You can buy, like, pencil cases.
Toothbrushes.
Like, they've got it sorted. And if you're a fan, you're probably going to buy it all. So I can imagine this is probably true.
Yeah. It's a lot of money, though, isn't it? Doesn't seem right to me, that. But I'm going to have to say real. What are you saying, Bex?
Yeah, I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Whoa! $3.5 million there.
Disgusting.
Wow.
Disgusting.
Disgusted.
No, it's wrong.
And next.
There is an island near Thailand, which is mainly populated by a bird species which resembles London Mayor Boris Johnson.
Oh, so, come on.
Are we saying blonde, floppy hair?
Posh voice.
London Mayor.
Is that what we're saying? The birds sound like London Mayor Boris Johnson?
I'd love it if they did. Just a posh noise.
Or look like them.
Right, okay, so.
Like them, I imagine.
So far this week, we've talked about Pig Beach, obviously, the original and the best. We've talked about the cat world in Japan and the rabbit island, also in Japan. But is there a weird place where all the birds are a bit like Boris Johnson?
I can imagine it. I reckon it already exists in, like, the zoo.
But we're saying that this is a real place, or are we?
But he's not involved in this crossbreeding, is he?
I'd hope not.
I mean, it sounds suspicious that they all look like Boris Johnson.
Mm.
No smoke without fire.
Do you reckon they have, like, a hairdresser?
Oh, but possibly, yeah. What are you saying? The birds have gone in with a picture of Boris.
Come on, that is not a hairstyle. He's literally, like, he's paid a fiver for that, and they've just trimmed it around the sides. That's not an actual... I mean, I know it's his trademark, but that's not a haircut. But is there an island near Thailand with a bird species that resembles Boris Johnson? Real or no real? Bex.
Real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh. All the others were real, but they caught us out with that one. And next.
One of the horses who crashed out of the Grand National at the weekend has since been found to be narcoleptic.
A narcoleptic horse, imagine that.
It must happen, though.
What, you mean halfway through a race, just sort of
halfway
lies
through
down...
the Grand National? Oh, I might have a sleep now. I've done the jump. Oh, knackered. Okay, bye.
Do you not think that they'd realise that before they got to the Grand National?
What, well, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Well, mate, we've got a narcoleptic one here. We can't enter into the race. Yeah, that's why I can't see it being true. Because obviously, if you've got narcolepsy, even if you're a horse, you can fall asleep at any time, like that.
It's a risky move, though. What if it's the quickest horse ever, but it's got narcolepsy? I mean, that's a gamble that you're taking there.
You are doing a gamble. Bex?
I think it's no real, unfortunately.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh. But here's an extra fact for you.
For all of the 1960s, the United States of America's nuclear launch code was 0000.
That seems foolish.
So that's the password which could set off all the nuclear bombs, but they just put 0000. It's a bit like when your mum does 1234. Can't be bothered to put a passcode in.
Have they done that to be clever, though? Is that by doing that, no one would suspect that the codes to launch all the nuclear missiles would just be something as simple as that?
Well, I think people would try 0000 anyway, so it's not that clever.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, I reckon it could be clever. It could be, because you'd be like, oh, no one would do that. I'm with Chris. I think it could be a clever strategy.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's so easy to enter. Or do you, yeah, maybe they are double bluffing you.
Or what if you accidentally just put your elbow on it, on all the zeros, and then you're like, whoop.
That's so true. They used to do that in my school, though. They had codes, and it was just 0000 to get in everywhere.
That's because the teachers couldn't be bothered.
They needed something easy to remember. That was the mistake they made.
The nuclear passwords in the 60s, 0000. Is that one real or no real?
Oh, I'm going to say no real on this.
I want it to be real, so I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
No way!
Yes.
That's ridiculous. At the end of that round of real or no real...
Bex, you smashed it. You got 30, I only got 10.
Yeah.
Yes.
Blame it on the tiredness, Chris.
Winning.
Well done, Bex.
Thank you.
Starts your day off right, doesn't it?
Exactly. Perfect.
Well, I hope you get to Pig Beach at some point. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
I was thinking, right, we've got Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield coming in at 8 o'clock this morning. He's sorted for fancy dress, like, forever, isn't he?
What, with the Spider-Man thing?
Yeah. I mean, like, oh, who are you going to come as? Oh, probably Spider-Man. Oh, duh.
Will he be turning up in the Spider-Man outfit?
No.
No?
I think they might be uber tired because they've literally been round the world promoting this film, which we saw yesterday. You do not suit a 3D glass. 3D glasses don't look good on you.
Do you think?
But do they look good on anyone?
No. Do you think 3D glasses will be something that we look back on one day and you'll say to your kids or something, when I went to the cinema, when we wanted to watch 3D, we'd have to put on these glasses. Yeah. It just all seems a bit...
These massive glasses that look like you're doing a science project. Mm. We have Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield off the amazing Spider-Man coming in at 8 o'clock this morning. I mean, this is like proper Hollywood A-list. Are you excited?
Excited, but also roundabout now. I noticed that loads of people are sort of out and about getting ready for them. It feels that there's people sort of moving in and out the building. It gets a bit... Do you know what? It gets a bit more stressful, it feels.
I feel a bit nervous. I always do, though, before we have, like, proper Hollywood stars in.
And then I think to myself, right, it's not about what I say, it's about what I shouldn't say.
Absolutely.
And what not to say, because obviously don't want to let you down, don't want to let everyone listening down.
Yeah.
And that's where it gets a problem with the big stars, I think.
Yeah, because then you will wade in with the Mila Kunis-style question.
No. I'd like to have an opportunity to ask a couple of questions, but I'm just not sure what yet.
Oh,
perhaps
good.
Maybe I should just think about them before.
Maybe have a little think now.
So I'm just doing a bit of research and trying to...
here in 15 minutes.
And obviously, we don't mention the relationship thing.
Right, okay, so they are together, but we don't mention the relationship, right? So they're together in the film. He plays Spider-Man. She plays Gwen, the love interest. They're walking in real life, but we can't mention it because they do not like it.
Right, and that's the thing. And then maybe now let's get that off our mind. And anyone listening, don't write any
like the
questions
first thing
in
you
about
say
the relationship.
Is,
I don't want to say, well... I don't want to. I want the you know the thing off my mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll do my. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not mention it, right? So it's like the elephant in the room. Everyone listening now, we all know that they're going out. Okay. So let that be enough. We're not going to mention it in the interview. Hey, listen. Loads of our people, our listeners, have been sending in more clips of them talking in their sleep. Loads of people are onto me going, "What's the app you can use?" There's loads of them. Loads of things where you can just like. Put this app on. A lot of them are free. Some of them will cost you a little bit. And you put it next to your bed. And then you just record what your sleep says. Mostly it's just rustling and a little bit of farting. Sometimes people grinding their teeth in the night. And nothing more than that. But occasionally there are some gems. Like Ellen, who's been on. Hi, Ellen. Thanks for sending this in. If you've got any more, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. She seems to have a hashtag blue leg.
Hashtag blue leg. Hashtag blue leg.
Hashtag's in your sleep now.
It's an amazing app, this, isn't it? Because it only records when it picks something up, so it's really easy to go through it the next day and send in your clips.
Have you been through what you said last night?
I haven't. I've just remembered, so I'm going to go through it now, see if there's any gold.
Hashtag blue leg.
And then there's our listener, Alex. He loves to sing song while he's asleep.
Every time I come back up,
Now, that's not on the Radio 1 playlist, is it?
Is that an attempt at a song?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a song.
Every time I come back up,
put a beat behind it. It'd be quite good. Anyone recognises it, let us know. 8999.
Should we put a beat on it and upload it to BBC Introducing and see how we go?
And before you know it, he was playing the introducing stage at Glastonbury.
It's a new joke bug. In his sleep.
And here's our listener, Chris. Thanks for recording your sleep and keeping his girlfriend up with this news. And in Eastleigh as well. Big up, Eastleigh.
Well, a can in the bed, whatever you do.
Okay.
You've got a can on you, don't you? Have you still got a can on you?
There's a can in the bed.
Or a cow?
Well, a can in the bed, whatever you do.
Can.
Okay.
You've got a can on you, don't you?
People are now
nonsense.
People are now requesting the Gary Open the Window.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one.
Someone asked me yesterday. It's like it's becoming a thing. It's becoming something people say to you now.
Okay then.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
It's the fart reply that gets me.
It's like she's so bored of this happening. It happens every night. Listen to her voice.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
Fart reply. And then there was Jurian Warrington from yesterday, who has very specific waistcoat needs.
There's one missing Tarangalila adult waistcoat.
So good.
This is also Drew.
Oh, Wally's having a Wally Bob. Polly Wob, now he's having a Polly Wob. Wally's having a Polly Wob, Bobby Wob, Polly Wob.
I think after a couple of drinks, you recording your sleep will be good.
Yeah.
And I'll do the same. And here's Megan. She's got some Peter Pan popcorn.
Yeah, they better be back here with a punishment for that Peter Pan popcorn. Otherwise, I am never paying for that popcorn ever, ever.
All right, then. Someone's saying that it sounds like the blind date music.
A few people are saying this. I don't remember what that sounded like.
But Alex is singing.
Every time I come back up, when's he dumb?
Can't hear it so far.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't remember it.
We'll try and find it in a minute. Okay, if you've got any more, send them to scott.mails@bbc.co.uk. And soon we could be playing what you say in your sleep. Like this.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly wobbly house. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Anything happening in the world of entertainment?
Do you know what? I haven't got that much showbiz news today. There doesn't seem to be much about, but then we have got Hollywood A-listers coming in, so that will do.
Yeah, we can create a headline.
I did see that Sharon Osbourne's been having naughty dreams about Oprah Winfrey.
What? Okay.
Sort of grossed me out. We'll leave it there.
Let's get Sharon Osbourne to record her sleep.
Ed Sheeran's been talking about a song on his album, which is called X, and loads of people are speculating about what it's about, but people are thinking that it's about Ellie Goulding and about a time, because a lot of the lyrics are about he was dating someone, and then there was one night that they were all out and he was dating someone, and then this girl went off and got with someone else, and the rumours are that it's Niall
about
from One Direction.
Is that what they're saying in the newspapers?
That's what the papers are saying.
Oh, right. See, never do that to a pop star, because they will make a whole album about you. See Adele.
Especially the creative ones.
Yeah. Or Taylor Swift. Like, you don't want to be an ex of hers.
Yeah. And do you know what? That's pretty much most of the showbiz that I could find for today.
Just the one, then.
What? There were two there. Yeah. Jessie J's been on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. She's not bisexual anymore. Hashtag blue leg.
In fact, she's been talking about it on length on Twitter, which is quite ironic considering she was talking at length to tell everyone to stop talking about it.
Okay, but still talking about it.
But still talking about it.
Hashtag blue leg.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Nope. The Scott Mills
Daily. Right, what's that smell, please?
I've just mussed up. Not going to lie, I'm using the catnip. And I don't want anyone to think I'm disrespecting his missus there.
His missus? Right, we're not mentioning the relationship.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God. They right.
Nothing to see.
Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield are about to be here. Right, we don't mention the relationship.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not going to. Right. But I've mussed up.
Okay.
It's just a respect thing rather than anything. There's no ulterior motive.
Right. If you're going to musk up, then do it like half an hour before because now the vibes are strong. It's just like someone sprayed some kind of like...
Is it embarrassing?
It's a bit of Febreze. That's what it smells like right now. And they're about to walk in. It's a heady mix of porridge and Febreze right now in here. Hello, Hollywood A-listers.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Please welcome Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. So Emma was just talking about her previous love of Lily Allen's music.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't previous. I still feel that way.
You still, well, you like Air Balloon.
I really do like Air Balloon.
Yeah.
I listen to Air Balloon on repeat.
So if you want to watch us, the cameras are on now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Andrew, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi. How are you? Hi, Spider-Man.
Yes, hello. I'm great. I'm very, very
good?
Very happy to be here. How are you doing?
We're really good. It's really nice to have you here today. So we saw your film after the show yesterday morning, didn't we?
Yes.
In the 3D glasses. No one looks good in those, do they? Hopefully they'll make them a bit more stylish at some point.
It just seems like a bit of an old-fashioned way of doing new technology.
You're
do you know what I mean?
You're absolutely right, yeah.
You should have contact lenses.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I feel quite awkward.
Here's the thing. It's a bit weird that you're in between Gwen and Spider-Man.
Yes.
Do you want to swap round, guys?
I don't know. It just sort of feels which way to look.
Do you feel awkward, Emma?
I always feel awkward.
Right. Andrew, do you feel awkward?
I think this is perfect.
Really?
Okay. Yes. I want you as the meat.
Okay, good. So
between you're the pieces sandwich. Of bread, yes.
Right, so it's an Emma and Andrew sandwich with Chris in the middle at bbc.co.uk/radio1. We should also talk about Jamie Foxx, who is brilliant in the film as Electro, made of almost pure electricity.
Almost.
Yeah.
Do you know what I found amazing about the film? It's like when you're watching it, and it's the scenes where you're going in between the buildings. It feels like you're on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Like you genuinely feel it. I'm not good on roller coasters. Really. It's just not something I really enjoy.
And after getting up
sick.
At 5 a.m.
Yeah.
You loved the film then?
I loved the film, but yeah, at one point I felt a bit sick.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
It was just that bit at the start. I was like, whoa.
I don't think I've seen special effects like in this film before.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I just saw it for the first time, actually, a couple days ago.
You saw myself. It for the first time?
Yeah.
How's
and
that work?
I saw it in IMAX 3D, and I also felt sick with the swinging, because you feel like you are also...
This is a great endorsement.
No. I mean it in a really positive way. If you want to know what it feels
everywhere.
Like to be Spider-Man, and you watch the movie, you feel like you are literally riding on his back.
Yeah, you feel like you're in it because of the 3D as well. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great endorsement for the film.
Yeah, you'll feel sick. Go see it.
Yeah, go and see it now. I would have thought you would have seen it loads.
Yeah, I don't... I just saw it the one time.
Here's the thing, how does it work in premieres? Because I heard this thing that you turn up at a premiere, you go in, and obviously there's a big like hoo-ha at the front, photos, stuff
there's
like that.
There's a big hoo-ha at the front?
You go in, and then you leave. Which makes me think, why haven't they thought of doing a red carpet out the back?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it seems all the attention's at the front, but you don't have anyone at the back watching you guys escape.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, if you'd done like
a reverse mullet.
Yeah. If you'd done 100 premieres, you don't want to stay and watch your own film again. You want to go and have some dinner and actually have a life.
Right.
Well, actually, we tend to board planes during the premiere to go to a different country.
Yeah.
To do it all over.
To do it all over.
Whilst the film's on.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
But
tomorrow, while people are watching the film at the London premiere, we'll be flying to Paris.
It's quite cool, isn't it?
That's the life.
It sounds cool.
After... It feels cool.
Sometimes.
Hey, and when your mum, Sally Field, not your actual mum, Sally Field, your mum in the film.
My aunt.
Is she your aunt?
She's my aunt.
Oh, I thought she was your mum.
I'm glad you were paying attention.
That's a huge plot point, by the way.
Oh, anyway, yeah, when Sally Field...
That's a spoiler.
When Sally Field appeared in the film...
She's not actually my mum. We were
a bit tired. Chris did shout out, Mrs. Doubtfire! Yeah, at the top of his voice.
But Robin Williams is Mrs. Doubtfire.
I know. See?
You guys are so confused about
I'm really confused
what
right
film
now.
Did you guys see?
But she was in Mrs. Doubtfire, right?
No!
Yes.
Yes.
She hired Mrs. Doubtfire. Yes.
That's
actually
it.
Her ex-husband.
She was
Robin
Mrs.
Williams.
Doubtfire's ex-husband. Okay.
Which, by the way, I read online, if Mrs. Doubtfire was made today, it would not be possible.
Why?
Because people would Google and find out that this is not a real woman, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, that, I think they knew,
you know, you wouldn't, 20 years ago you could do it, but there's no way.
That going in. I think people knew that Robin Williams turned into a
woman. In 1995, there was not the amount of background checking.
There was
that
no
there
Facebook,
now.
Was there?
Right.
There was good no point. Facebook.
So you're saying, Emma, that Mrs. Doubtfire just wouldn't be able to... Yeah, I
no,
guess
it wouldn't,
right.
You wouldn't be able to update Mrs. Doubtfire.
No. So Mrs. Today. Doubtfire 2 is out of the question.
But you should
can
go
tell
see
Sally
the Amazing Spider-Man 2 instead.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, you should. That's right. The Scott Mills Daily. Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone are here from The Amazing Spider-Man. Hi,
yep,
guys.
We just found out that Chris Stark of the Mila Kunis interview.
Oh, yeah.
It's another one of these.
It's a good icebreaker, isn't it?
It's one of the greatest interviews of all time.
It's weird because... because Andrew was explaining to me how it sort of works when you've got to go do promo and, you know, for a new film and kind of what you've got to wear and people around you and stuff. It's a whole new world, this thing.
Oh, yeah. a world that most people will never experience.
Yeah, and I was just explaining about the interview that I did, and it seems like Emma's seen it.
Yeah.
I sure have.
Ridiculous, yeah. Isn't it?
It was everywhere, wasn't it?
And CNN did
million.
Commentary on it?
CNN had a roundtable discussion with loads of guys. Oh,
amazing.
Hang on, I've got it here.
Of why it worked so well?
Yeah, and it's like, look, he just turned up and did it. Like, there was no science to it. Listen to this, isn't it?
There's so much authenticity to it, again, exactly. Right? I mean, what we want on TV is people being authentic. And he's so revealing about himself, and she's so honest about herself.
That's right, beautiful. His authenticity forces her to be authentic. Ah! They get so used to these, like, patterned... formulaic interviews that she actually illustrated. She just did it for you, one man version of it. That some odd character who swings a hard left hand turn brings the real person out.
Right, this went on for half an hour.
Wow,
mate, I turned up and talked about Nando's and Watford Football Club.
Exactly. The world. So that's what the world needs now. They need more Nando's and Watford.
Six guys round a table chatting about it on CNN.
Amazing.
Wow.
Anyway, back to Spider-Man.
You know what? Wait a minute. It is true though. Let's do a round table right now.
Shall
about authenticity.
I mean, it's so
and the authenticity of Chris.
I think it's so important.
And how hard it is to create authentic moments in this strange media generation.
That's right.
24-hour news cycle.
Would you agree, Emma?
I would completely agree. Also, everything is turned into GIFs.
What do you mean?
GIFs.
Yeah.
GIFs. Do you know those little movable clips?
That's what we need. That's what we need. Ideally from you two, we need something which is like a minute long, can be shared and makes headlines.
Yeah,
and that's what everybody's looking for.
And
it
doesn't leave much room for authenticity. But
it
Chris Stark is revolutionising how we do this stuff.
Mm. Well, he'll be taking that for his showreel.
put that on your
portfolio.
Business card.
Put that on your card. Spider-Man said so. Yeah. So... the outfit, Andrew, I want to talk about it.
Which outfit? What I'm wearing now?
No, the Spider-Man. Yeah, let's talk about your outfit.
This outfit. It's just not working.
Andrew, this is an outfit. the Spider-Man. Do they let you keep the costume after?
You know what? They don't, but I may have stolen one and it may be in my luggage.
What
right now? You brought it to London?
It may be in my hotel room luggage. It may even be in my backpack in the car.
Is that true?
It's possible. I'm not going to confirm or deny it.
Well, how many are there?
There are a lot. There are about 23, 24, 25. I don't know. There's a lot of them because they're all in different states of duress and distress. But they are very snug.
Because, I mean, I had one for fancy dress once. Not the same, obviously. This one will be better made.
It's pretty similar, though, to be honest. That's how I feel when I'm making these movies. I feel like I'm just on an extended Halloween.
In a brilliant way. Do you feel like you're in a stag do in Basildon?
Maybe not Basildon. Maybe more Watford or Pinner.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thing is, it must get quite sweaty in there.
It does when it's hot, and it gets cold when it's cold. You're kind of naked.
Is it true that they have focus groups that they show the costume to?
I think they have focus groups for everything. They have focus groups for my eyebrows. They have focus groups for M's hair. They have focus groups. No, it's there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot riding on these movies. You know, they really, really want them to do well. Not just, you know, people to love them, but, you know, they cost a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know, and
like, and that's just you.
Yeah, that's just my paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is, I wish that were true. Mm. But yeah, so they really care, and they want to please the fan base, and I want to please the fan base. You know, I'm a Spider-Man fan. It was my first Halloween costume when I was a 3-year-old.
Of course.
And so I feel a great responsibility to the character, and I want us to please as many people as possible and also stay true to the origins of the character.
Did you find it distracting at all, Emma, when filming the outfit? Because it's quite tight.
The first time I saw it, I was incredibly distracted. But you get kind of used to seeing a man in spandex all day, every day.
Are you putting socks down there?
You adjust.
I think I would demand tissues. I would have to.
I'd have to as
tissues?
Well.
Tissues?
Or socks, whatever, Andrew.
Like, two tissues.
Whatever.
So thin, it looks like you have thin tissues down your crotch. I don't quite follow the logic, Scott.
Why would you do that?
A box of Kleenex.
Yeah. It's like you've done that.
They pad it out. I've done it before. I would. I mean, because you don't want it to be... You want it to be just right, don't you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't.
You don't want it to be... Like, it's 3D as well. You don't want it to be like, whoa, to, like, people not to go and see the film.
Right.
But you also want it to be, you know, enough.
Acceptable, yeah. You want it to be acceptable and not intimidating.
That's exactly it.
You want to be the mean average somehow.
And whichever way you can get to that, whether it's socks, whether it's tissues, whatever you want to stuff down there.
Whether it's a reduction, whatever.
Reduction, operation if you need to.
Hey, that's probably my next question. Is there someone on the credits that specifically deals with that part of you?
Crotch consultant. It must be John Zimmerman.
Yeah.
John Zimmerman.
Oh, I always watch the credits as well. I never leave. Like, does anyone... What is a best boy? Does anyone know what that is?
The best boy.
He's the best.
Best boy.
He's just,
best.
Just a great guy.
Gaffer.
Just a really great guy.
He's just like a super supportive,
a super,
like,
good dude.
Loving guy.
Yeah. I always think as well when I'm watching the credits, like, the stars have no idea who any of those people are. There's like 400 people there.
The crazy thing about so these movies people. Is that it's that in the thousands of people. Who,
it's 1,200, it's like, I think, worked on this movie.
It's a city that makes these films. It's great. There's a mate of mine, Davith Morris, who I went to high school, I'm not in America anymore, who went to secondary school at City London Freemans with me. And we've been mates since we were 12. He did some of the special effects on it, and I had no idea. He works for a special effects company here.
Really?
It's like, yeah, it's like a global, weird, it's wild. And it's amazing to be part of, I don't know, such a huge, ridiculous crew.
It always says as well, there's always an assistant to Miss Stone or assistant to Mr. Garfield. What do they do? Do they just, are they on set to cater to every whim? Every request? Or they just do your hair?
Not quite every request.
Is there anything
I mean, who has the time?
And then there's the trailer situation. Now, I'm obsessed with that. Is it true, the bigger the star, the bigger the trailer? Or is that like old fashioned now?
No, I mean, there are people that I have seen that have their own. I mean, I haven't actually seen these, but people that we know of that have double decker trailers with jacuzzis and things like that.
It's a very strange thing. It's very different between England and America. In England, it's like you sit, we'll give you a plastic chair and.
Yeah, you get a dressing room at best.
Yeah, and like a pan of chocolat. And
if you're lucky, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. If not, just a croissant. And then in America there's a lot more pomp and ceremony. I kind of prefer the lack of pomp and ceremony.
Because
I went
on a tour around the Universal back lot in LA once, and I was obsessed, but I really wanted to sneak into one of the trailers just to see what's in there.
Yeah, well, it's different, I think, on all different budgets of movies. There's a different trailer.
Yeah. On my first meeting at Universal Studios, when I was first in LA and a wide-eyed, but bright-eyed, bushy-tailed child, which I still kind of am, I was 3 hours early for my audition, and there was a little door open leading into the theme park, and the Jurassic Park ride was right there.
Yes.
And I snuck in and rode it 5 times in a row and then came back into the actual studio.
I love that.
And did my audition and did not get the part, but I did ride the Jurassic Park ride 5 times. It was amazing.
For free.
It was hilarious. It was like that Willy Wonka moment, that pure imagination.
And then you just...
me.
And yeah. And then you just went back in and just did the audition.
And didn't nail it because I was too busy talking about Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're going to play Radio 1's track of the day. So you're going to hear all day long this track, and it's from the soundtrack to the movie.
Oh, cool.
So it's been written by Alicia Keys and Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick.
It's a good one.
Produced by Pharrell, and it's called It's On Again. Alicia Keys and Kendrick Lamar. It's from Spider-Man 2, and this is it. It's our Radio 1 track of the day.
And everybody know the story of David and Goliath, but this is bigger than triumph. This is for the warrior. This is for you and I. This is for euphoria. Give me a peace of mind. God is recording this. Won't you look in the sky? Tell him that you got the behavior of your neighbor. Even when stability's never in your favor. Fly with the turbulence. Only last a minute.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
The world don't stop, it's on again. It's on again. Whoa.
That is from the amazing Spider-Man soundtrack. It's Alicia Keys, Kendrick Lamar. It's on again. That's good, isn't it?
Mm. Really good.
It's really good.
Emma
really
just
good.
Turned around to me and said, did you think I was good in the film, Chris?
I just want to know what Chris thinks. I want Chris's opinion on everything.
I think she was great in the film, but it doesn't... I mean, did you think she was good?
Thank you, but I want to know what Chris thinks.
I know.
Yeah, but they won't put a quote from me on any poster.
I doubt
they?
That.
CNN is going to dissect what you say right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
The great really thing about Chris's comment is it's so authentic and honest and...
Yeah.
All that great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The bit, one of the bits I like in the film is where you go really British as Spider-Man when she wants to enroll for Oxford,
oh, yes.
even though you are anyway.
Yes.
But then we don't know that.
Yes.
Does everyone in America still think that we just ride around on horses and drink tea?
Yeah.
Still?
For sure, yeah.
'Cause
and that you fence.
I was there for the royal wedding and... You were
invited to the royal wedding?
No, I was in America during the royal wedding.
Oh, got it, okay.
And the coverage was just ridiculous. Yeah. Like, some of the anchors on TV were like, hello, this is here's me doing my British accent, like, with a Union Jack flag behind them, drinking tea. Like, it's... They either think that there's that, and there's, like, a big fog over London the whole time. And yeah. I blame Downton Abbey for this.
But you know what? The Olympics did a lot for right. the weather assumptions.
Oh, it did, right?
I think everybody thinks it's sunny in London now because right. it was so sunny for the whole Olympic.
Also not true. Or do they, I mean, they don't have stuff like the Only Way is Essex, do they? Or
the Jersey Shore is like the Only Way is Essex.
Okay.
And Made in Chelsea is like the Hills.
But you know both of these shows.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you watch these.
Well, I don't watch them. I just know of them and I've seen a lot of clips of them.
Mm. Right. Okay, so I'd like you to critique this now, Emma Stone.
Okay.
Hollywood A-list actress.
Chris, will you also critique it because I want to know your opinion?
Yeah, yeah, okay. yeah. But yeah, you're the...
Yours too, Garfield.
You're the A-list.
He watches them a lot. Which one are we going for first?
Made in Chelsea.
Made in Chelsea. Okay, so this is a show based in Chelsea. They are real people. But some of the scenes may be staged for entertainment purposes.
No.
I know. Don't let that spoil your enjoyment.
There's
of the
a lot
clip.
Of silent staring, right?
A lot. And a lot of okay. close-ups of staring.
Okay.
Did you hear that the boys are camping?
Look, I'd rather my Venetian four-poster.
Well, they're like probably having to rough it in a sleeping bag.
Okay, that is one thing I could never contemplate.
Sleeping bag. It like makes me
I once
sick.
Knew someone who had a sleeping bag. And the moment I found out, that friendship was over. The sleeping bag had a bag specifically formulated for it. Can you imagine?
A sleeping bag.
The bag's bag.
The bag's bag.
I'm sleeping in a bag that has a bag. I mean, what a thought.
Now, this is a very popular show in the UK. Emma, what are your thoughts initially?
I just want to work on my impression. All I want to do is work on my impression, but I don't know if I want to do it on BBC Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. The gut, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Tactical Chanda.
Well, Binky and Cheska would love to hang out with Emma Stone.
Binky and Cheska?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's their actual names.
Okay.
I'm sad.
Binky, Cheska, you've got your
Proudlock.
Proudlock.
Not Bitty, it's Binky.
Binky.
Binks. I love those names.
Yeah. Not
Binky
Bitty.
And Cheska. I could not have come up with better names.
But you're, I mean, obviously you've seen a bit of it before, but what's your opinion on that clip? The acting?
I really enjoyed it.
I
love the accent. I really want to tackle that.
Okay. Let me know if you prefer, or if you prefer this next
clip. The
Only
Way is Essex?
Or, yeah.
Okay.
Or Chelsea, okay? So this is when Towie went to Marbs. Okay, that's Marbella. It's in Spain. It's where they go. She loves it already. We haven't even started the clip yet. Okay, so here it is from The Only Way is Essex.
Listen.
Earthquake! Wouldn't get farting on the hills.
Hi.
Hi, Arch.
Where you been?
Our video is out.
Hanging with the girls.
Are you two getting together or what?
Well, I just want to say something to you. You've been going around discussing what happened between us, yeah? But let me tell you something now. You don't ever disrespect...
Why am I disrespecting you?
Don't ever disrespect a girl like that again.
Can you say what I've been saying?
Take a good look at this. You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
Oh, yes. So much better.
Ever gonna get
this candy. I'm gonna say that from now on.
That's a lot of great candy, right?
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
Is that not one of the greatest things you've ever seen?
That is one of the greatest lines I've ever heard.
That's Gemma Collins there.
Legend.
Hero and legend.
Absolute hero. And, I mean, people shout this at her in the streets now. I think she even has a T-shirt range.
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
This candy.
It's amazing, isn't it?
So, The Amazing Spider-Man, when's it out? When can people see it? We've seen it already, but when can people see it?
When is it out in the UK? It's next Friday, I think.
That's right.
Fantastic.
People are shaking
heads.
Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Go see it on Wednesday or Friday. UK.
That's right. The Amazing Spider-Man, next Wednesday in the UK.
You can get that candy
You can get Wednesday. That candy next... Do that again.
You can get that candy next Wednesday.
There we are. That's the star of the film. Emma Stone there.
Do you get to go out much in, like, will you be able to go out and just have a decent night out when you're here? Do you know what I mean?
All my mates and my family are here, and I've been here for the last 5 days, and I'm definitely.
But like, do you have to plan it when you go out?
No.
Right.
I don't like to plan anything.
But I mean, in terms of, like, if you are walking around West Hollywood, do you have to kind of like think, okay, I want to go out for pizza now with my friends, but is there going to be a situation? Does this happen to you? Do you have to think
really.
About it before you go?
Not really. No. I mean, no, not really. No.
Sometimes.
I think you'd be great fun on a night out.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Together.
I don't know. He can dance
like a madman.
Really?
I love dancing. An epic dancer.
You come across like really humble and you seem really humble and like actually you would probably get on with my mates. Whereas there's a lot of Hollywood A-listers that I see and I always wonder what they'd be like in real life.
Yeah, it's a funny thing.
Wait, do you only think that about him or do you also think that about me?
Because lads night, you leave, you know what I mean? It's boys only sort of
right.
thing.
Emma,
is it because I'm wearing a suit?
Emma,
I don't usually wear a suit, Chris.
You've seen the Mila Kunis interview. The next bit is where he invites you to the Watford match.
That's I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I just want to be invited.
Chris, I saw it.
Yeah. Yes.
It was incredibly authentic.
Thank you. I want to break it down.
Can I ask you, whilst you're here, worth asking, is there actually anything wrong with Ryan Gosling?
Okay, he's got a massive problem with Ryan Gosling.
You have a thing for him?
You did a film with him.
Yeah.
No, it just annoys me.
Okay, tell Emma why he annoys you a bit. It's nothing personal to Ryan. Tell
us. Ryan and the girlfriend, everyone seems to fancy Ryan Gosling. He seems untouchable. And I think, actually, whereas, like, if Andrew came on a night out, I think
Careful.
Even though he's famous, people, he'd sort of fit in, help the boys out, that kind of thing. Mm. Ryan Gosling, for me, just seems like he wouldn't be a team player. Like, he's very good looking, but he knows it.
Mm. Too much.
I think he's a team player. He is perfect.
No, don't say... No,
well, that's the thing. That's his problem.
That's entirely my issue. And in a way, I think it would be good to pick both your brains as to...
What's wrong with him?
Just anything.
Anything, Emma. Just give us anything.
Anything to work on here.
Love handles, bad breath.
Can we give you like a minute?
Awful personality. A minute?
30
just
seconds.
Leave him alone. Let him be him.
Emma Stone, 30 seconds to list everything that's wrong with Ryan Gosling.
No, Chris, no.
Help us out.
You ain't ever going to get that candy.
Was the running theme of the interview. Obviously now you're both hugely famous and successful, but is there something that you've done before, maybe when you were acting, maybe a TV commercial or a movie before you made it to the big time, where you look back and go, that's a bit embarrassing?
Yeah.
Like, one of my friends was in a Frozen Peas commercial and doesn't really like to talk about it.
Was it Orson Welles?
No.
Have you ever seen the Orson Welles Frozen Peas?
What?
Yeah.
What? It's audio. You could play it on the radio. It's amazing. It's Orson Welles belligerently drunk. yelling at the operator while he's recording a commercial for Frozen Peas.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
It's a legendary clip. Wow. You've got to find it after this. Have a great commercial story.
Thank you for bringing that
up. You're welcome.
Do you have a clip lined up if I mention this?
I hope you don't. We could possibly, yes.
No, I've never seen a clip of this.
Oh, no, it's not one of those shows where it's like, have you done anything embarrassing? Well, here it is.
I'm going to show you up in front of everybody. No. On the radio anyway, so you're not going to be able to see it. I did, when I first left drama school, I was, you know, taking any bone I was thrown. Mm. And one of those bones happened to be a Doritos commercial.
Oh, yeah.
In Spain.
Right.
That's in Spain.
So never seen here.
That doesn't
never
strike me as here. A bad gig.
No, it's not a bad gig. It's an absolute legitimate gig.
Hang on a second, though. What did you have to do in the commercial?
I had to play a guitar with the Dorito as a plectrum.
Amazing.
It's not too bad.
It's not too bad. And it was in Spain.
I find it so funny that you say plectrum instead of pick.
Well, I don't know where I got that from.
Do you really find that funny?
It's not all that
funny. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Plectrum.
Plectrum.
Instead of just pick.
What about you, Miss Stone? What embarrassing historical... I know of one thing.
You roll it off. What is it?
The Partridge Family.
Yes. Let's not even
you
go into that.
You threw me under the bus.
What was it?
Come
please?
On, yours isn't available online.
Okay.
Well, you just gave away that yours is.
Okay, no, so don't. Emma, just like briefly tell us what it is. I promise not to look it up.
When I was 15, I did a reality search competition for the Partridge Family. They were remaking the Partridge Family. And I had left school and I was auditioning and I hadn't gotten any jobs. And I was 15 years old, out of school, trying to be an actor. So after 3 months of no jobs, I auditioned for this reality search competition and I won.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the rest is history.
Hey,
if it makes you like him even more, he's distantly related to Emma Bunton.
What do you mean distantly related?
Well, it's awkward because I did fancy her for quite a long time. But
no, they didn't know then.
It's all legal.
Are you cousin?
No, it's like cousin's cousin's cousin.
Yeah, so not,
aren't we all kind of cousins?
Yeah.
But I know probably. That because you're obsessed, your former obsession with the Spice Girls, still a bit obsessed with the Spice Girls.
A little bit.
That I thought that may make you, you know, that I was going to drop that at the beginning of the interview to make it a bit of an icebreaker, but we didn't need to.
No, we have so many icebreakers with Chris. I've just been desperately trying to get Chris to think I'm cool and authentic this whole time.
So they can do a roundtable discussion about it on CNN.
Ridiculous.
I love this.
Ridiculous.
Listen, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Lovely to meet you both. Come and see us soon, and Chris, obviously. And everyone, next Wednesday, go and see The Amazing Spider-Man. It's great. Are we going to do Bumbaleo? Shall we ask?
Aye.
Okay, Chris, you go.
Oh, yeah, leave it to me to explain. So basically, we do this thing on a Wednesday.
I'll just pretend I'm working.
It's called Bumbaleo Wednesday. It's basically where you get midway through the week, you sort of flag, and it's called Hump Day. Right. A lot of people call it
Everyone
Hump Day.
Hump Day.
So what we do is we play this song called Bumbaleo, and we just dance around.
Andrew knows it.
Keen? Bumbaleo. Should we give it a whirl?
Okay. Are you ready?
Are we just going to have a dance?
Yeah, you just got to have a little dance. And you're a good dancer, Andrew.
Do we stand?
Should we stand?
Is it sat down, is it?
No, sat down. Well, how's this going to work?
Wait, standing or sit?
My pants are very tight. It's okay. Can I stand?
Yeah, you can stand. We're just going to move up the camera. Okay,
yep,
you ready?
Right, let's do this.
All right, so I'll give you a little... people will love this as well. I'll give you a little count in, guys. So...
you just got to lose it.
You've got to lose it when you hear the Bumbaleo.
Okay.
You can watch this on the cameras now. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Wow. Emma Stone, Andrew Garfield. Are you ready?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll play the lead up as well, so you can get into it. Oh, this is superb. I mean, that couldn't have gone any better, could it, guys? Thank you so much. Bumbaleo Wednesday, Emma Stone, Andrew Garfield. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Good to see you. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1, I've got to go home later for one of those deliveries, but they can't specify what time it's going to be.
Oh, rubbish.
So you'll mostly just find me at home today, just waiting. Could be anytime between 9 a.m, which it probably it will arrive while I'm here, won't it? Yeah, it will arrive.
Definitely.
But could be anytime between 9 and 9. So I'll be mostly waiting for that later. I'm going to miss it. You know I am.
Why can't they be any more specific than that?
It's like, look, shopping companies, when you do groceries now, they can do what? Like a 2-hour window or a 1-hour window? But you can't tell me at all, like, if it's going to be here between 9 and 9. What, like, any sort of rough time. Still now, in 2014.
Do you know, I would have gone and done it for you. You just need to say.
What?
Have you not got people who do this? You're a big celebrity.
No. I'm not. Well, one, I'm not. And two, no, I haven't. No. I don't know what kind of... Chris, you're my friend. I don't know what kind of life you think I lead once I close the doors. Oh, well, man. I know what you think.
It's like at one point when one of the songs was playing, Andrew Garfield was talking to you and he was talking all about how he listens to Radio 1.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, that's so cool. You know, like when you get to like your level of fame, you all just know each other, don't you?
I don't know him. Never met him before in my life.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, right.
Do you think I knew him?
I thought that you'd met somewhere at some point.
No.
No?
No. Oh, we were just having a good chat.
Fair enough.
You lot all know each other, don't you?
It's like a members club. It's like I bet you're all friends on Facebook.
It's not like that.
All under a different name. You all poke each other.
You,
and none of us can find you.
You think there's a secret underground club, don't you?
I do. I think there's.
We're not letting you in.
I think you're all friends on Facebook. There's like a network of you. You all have ways of talking to each other without going through normal channels.
What are you on about? What, did you say you'll go and wait at my house until 9 o'clock, until it turns up?
I don't mind.
Really, though?
If you pay me. BBC Radio
1. The Scott Mills Daily. And lovely Fern Cotton's here. Hello.
I'm drunk in love with you two today.
But why?
Aww. Because
But tell me more, but
I
why?
Think, but tell me more.
But no, because I want compliments. Why?
I just loved every bit of that interview with Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield. I just thought it was brilliant. I loved it. I was driving in and I just wanted to keep on driving.
Thank you.
I would have missed my exit, but it was great.
They were so great.
So nice.
And totally down to earth.
Totally down to earth. Those guys listening to the clips of Essex and Chelsea, it was my favourite thing in the world.
Really?
You ain't ever going to get this candy.
Candy. And I also love the sleeping bag in a bag.
Yeah,
I
know.
Quite fun.
I once knew someone who had a sleeping bag. And the moment I found out, that friendship was over.
They're actual real people, aren't they? They're not robots. They're real human beings.
And
have
famous,
those opinions.
The famous line from Towie.
You ain't ever going to get this candy.
Yes, Gem.
Emma Stone was absolutely obsessed
that is Gemma,
with that.
Isn't it? I love Gemma.
Gemma, yeah.
And in the video...
She's a legend.
In the video, she just before she says that, she removes her towel.
Yeah. In marbs.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's like... This candy.
Oh,
and it sort of pans down.
She's amazing. What a legend. What a lass.
I know. I, do you know what? I have some of my ideas, I've just realised, some of my best ideas, just before I drift off to sleep. I was having real trouble getting to sleep last night. I watched The Call Centre on BBC
And you were imagining
3.
Gemma?
I know. I was thinking, what could we do? And so, I don't know why I've suddenly thought we could play them the Towie clips and, like, Chelsea clips just to see what they think.
It was genius.
I mean, but she kind of knew about it already because obviously...
She loved it.
We didn't mention it, but they're walking in real life.
Yeah, yeah, because I was like, is that still happening? Is that still on?
Yeah, it's on.
And then it quite apparently...
You could tell. They sat either side of me and I felt like...
There was a tension.
It was quite weird because you were the gooseberry.
I was the gooseberry. I was
in the middle. I made him sit in the middle.
That's
he was
so
the meat.
Awkward.
He was the meat in their A-list
yes,
sandwich.
That's what I meant.
I so want to go out with them and go to the pub and just have a nice night.
I
really genuinely believe, Chris, like you said, they would get well stuck in on a night out.
Yes. I agree.
We should take them to Watford.
I agree.
This
and
is the plan.
None of that film star nonsense.
None of that rubbish. It was really lovely.
Yeah.
I walked past them on my way in and I was all nervous. I didn't say anything. I just sort of stared at them.
They must have known
I was
who
really
you
annoying.
Were.
Yeah, they know
Don't be
who
ridiculous.
Are.
I don't know who I am.
Of course they do.
Radio 1, yeah.
You're Fern Cotton.
Don't be insane.
No, he listens to Radio 1 all the time.
He hasn't got... He looked through my face, literally through
Mate, you're quite famous. You do...
no, he looked through my face,
mate,
honest.
Mate,
let me tell you this.
Don't call Fern mate.
We are mates. We're from Pinner. We're
comrade.
Like to do the mate
thing. Mate, you're quite famous, mate.
Lady Cotton.
Yes.
Also, I have to say, what has made my day today was Bumbaleo.
Oh,
I know.
So I love it every Wednesday, but especially today, because it is proper hump day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wednesday. And
just
whenever
gives you a little boost.
You know what? For me, it's so nostalgic. It evokes such lovely memories of my mum's classic 80s barbecues that would happen probably once... every couple of months in the summer.
Yeah.
And my mum would make a little mixed cassette.
Oh, lovely.
And that, Ennio was always on there. And Bomboleo was always on there. And my dad would be, you know, kicking up the sausages, having a cigar. Mum would be tossing around.
Every time it got above 10 degrees, doesn't matter if it's sunny.
No, it's still raining out. Let's put the Barbie on.
Yes!
I'm back in Pinner now, Chris.
Just picks you up, doesn't it?
And remember those like proper 80s barbecues where there's sort of like there's some stuff out like buffet style as well. So you've got a salad with bits of boiled egg and grated cheese. And, do you know what I mean? All that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Love that.
You've got your pineapple on sticks.
Totally got your pineapple on sticks.
God, I'd love a cotton barbecue.
Bit of cheese.
Oh, they used to be brilliant.
Yeah. Let's all have one soon. Is it summer yet?
No.
No. But I mean, it's going to be quite soon. We need a Radio 1 barbecue and get Mummatron involved.
I'll ask Lynn. I'll see what Lynn's
up to. Get Lynn on.
Lynn's definitely still got the Bombaleo cassette. So
yes, let's keep it really old school. Bring in the cassette player, Lynn. What's on today, Phone Cotton?
What's on today? Oh, gosh.
Lots of lovely music.
So much good stuff. James, what's happening? Oh, I know. Let's replay. Definitely, we're going to replay yesterday's You Meet Six Live Lounge, because I thought it was jolly marvellous. Mm.
Yeah, we played the cover. Good? We played the cover of Magic earlier, which is great.
I was really moved listening to that.
Yeah, and so many people, like even really early when we played it this morning, were texting and saying it made their day. So
definitely, we'll play that again and just play nice songs, because it's hump day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all that kind of like Easter break crew who are listening for the first time, so it's nice to get them involved.
Absolutely. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, Fern's on at 10 this morning. Did you see the call centre last night? It's my favourite, with Hayley. Do you know this show?
Oh, I keep hearing the advert you keep playing on Radio 1 about having green pits.
Yeah. So
that's the only thing I know of it.
We spoke to Hayley from the show yesterday. It's set in a real-life call centre, the second largest call centre in Swansea. Nev is the boss.
Right.
And Hayley is the girl that goes around and makes people tea in the call centre. She's the tea lady. She's pimped up her urns, and she had a slight problem last night because she loves a tan.
Hayley's regularly late for work, but always finds time to look her best on the sales floor with just a little help from her local tanning salon.
Oh my God, I need tan just to even go out the front door, you know. I don't feel myself unless I got it on. It's just a fact that if you have a tan and you have a glow all the time and then you just go back to pale, you look ill. Do you know what I mean?
She is a legend.
I look seriously ill all the time, is what we're saying there.
I know.
But I've never faked tanned in my life. I know you're obviously a connoisseur in this arena.
Do you remember when we were doing it in front of you in our pants in the live lounge?
How could I forget?
Sorry about that.
It's just imprinted in my mind forever.
But you wouldn't suit a tan, I don't think.
I think I'd look a bit strange.
Yeah.
I can't imagine myself one.
I've never seen you. I mean, what do you do on holiday? Is it the 50 sun block?
Yeah, we're pretty much blocked up to the eyeballs.
Yeah. That's your thing.
Hat. Sunglasses.
That's your thing, you wouldn't suit it.
So no. Yeah.
Me and Hayley, all over it.
Totally.
But there was a slight problem.
I have a spray tan every week. It's very rare this happens, like very, very rare. Don't know what the hell has gone wrong, but I got green pits and white armpits.
So what's wrong with your pits today?
Well, they've just gone green and gone off.
Her pits have gone off.
Pits have gone off.
How's that happened, Scott?
Have you had green pits?
No, never. I've had white pits. I don't know what tanning salon she's going to.
Green
or who's,
pits?
I bet like her armpits have gone off. They're green.
Pit fungal sort of thing.
They've gone off. Oh, my armpits have gone off.
I mean, that is disgusting, isn't it?
Just the phrase armpits and gone off
to me
makes you feel a little bit nauseous. But it was a great show last night.
Too early for that.
Mostly revolving around a tennis table tournament between Nev and his son. Well, they were doing work
in
between.
Would I like this show?
Yes, you would. You'd like some of the characters in it.
It is funny. It's easy to watch. It's one of those, you know?
It's like the real-life Office, and Nev is real-life David Brent.
Okay, maybe I should get involved.
Yeah, I think you'd
Give it a whirl. Yeah. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. So we're on breakfast all this week, 6.30 till 10 on Radio 1. If you can't join us live in the morning, get this podcast. Tomorrow, on the show, after 9.30, will be more Innuendo Bingo. Scott